This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Sudhan Goring holds talks with MPs from Madhya Province on border security and customs reform. Supreme Court upholds the Nepali Congress's special general convention, validates Gagan Kumar Thapa's leadership. Two-day weekly holiday implemented in government hospitals. Inpatient and emergency services to continue 24 hours as usual. And Iran Parliament Speaker warns straight up her will close if US blockade continues. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Sudhan Goring has held discussions with members of parliament from Madhya Province on controlling criminal activities, smuggling and improving the customs system along the border areas. According to MP Hari Panta, the Home Minister sought suggestions from lawmakers on strengthening border management and making the customs system more effective. During the meeting, MPs stressed the need to reform the existing customs system, review tariff rates and enhance border surveillance and monitoring mechanisms. They also proposed simplifying customs procedures for agricultural products and fertilizers, along with providing exemptions on essential goods for people living in border areas. Responding to the concerns, the Home Minister said issues under the Home Ministry would be addressed directly, while other matters would be coordinated with relevant ministries. The Supreme Court of Nepal has upheld the legitimacy of the Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress, validating the leadership led by Gagan Kumar Thapa. A division bench of justices, Saranga Subedhi and Nipradhuj Nirula, dismissed a writ petition filed by former Prime Minister Sheikh Sir Bahadur Deva and leader Purna Bahadur Kharka, who had challenged the legitimacy of the convention. The petitioners had argued that the Special General Convention was against the party statute and prevailing laws. However, the court upheld the decision of the Election Commission recognizing the convention. The verdict stated that although the party's 15th regular general convention was scheduled, it could not be held on time, and a Special General Convention under exceptional circumstances, as provided in the party statute, remains valid. Following the ruling, party leaders said the decision should not be seen as a win or loss for any side. The Ministry of Health and Population has decided to implement a two-day public holiday in government hospitals on Saturdays and Sundays. According to the Ministry's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the arrangement follows a notice published on the Nepal Gazette on the 4th of April. Earlier, hospitals had been directed to operate outpatient services on Sundays as well. Under the new system, inpatient and emergency services will continue 24 hours as usual. The ministry said the decision aims to maintain continuous patient care while also considering the morale of healthcare workers and the government's policy of a two-day weekly holiday. Pre-scheduled surgeries and other services planned for Sundays will be rescheduled for patient convenience. Details of services available during holidays have been made public through the ministry's website.
The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, in collaboration with UNESCO, is set to launch a project to list intransitable cultural heritage across all seven provinces. Under the project, at least 20 heritage elements from 17 communities will be documented. The plan was shared at a program held in Kathmandu yesterday. Ministry Secretary Mukunda Prasad Nirra said Nepal has rich cultural traditions and stressed the need to preserve intransitable heritage through community participation. He also placed necessary policy support. UNESCO Nepal representative Jaku Du Toid expressed hope that the project would support recognition of such heritage. Meanwhile, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has launched a vehicle-free Osun campaign from today to preserve the historical and cultural identity of Osun, one of Kathmandu's ancient settlements. Under the campaign, vehicle entry will be prohibited every Saturday in the areas from Kamala to Chok to Osun, Bhutahiti Chok to Osun, and Mahabodha to Osun. Acting Mayor Sunita Dungal said the initiative aims to protect and promote both transible and intransible heritage while preserving Kathmandu's cultural identity for future generations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Conflicting statements from Iran and the United States have heightened uncertainty over the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, Iran's parliament speaker warned that Strait would not remain open if a U.S. blockade of Iranian ports continues. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said the waterway is open and the blockade will remain until a peace deal is reached, adding, talks are expected over the weekend. Earlier, Iran's foreign minister said the strait is open to commercial shipping during the ceasefire, though shipping data indicates limited vessel movement. Trump also claimed Iran has agreed to key conditions, including transferring enriched uranium to U.S., a claim denied by Tehran, which accused him of making false statements. Meanwhile, the U.S. has extended a waiver allowing the sale and delivery of sanctioned Russian oil loaded onto vessels as of April 17th, days after earlier indications that such waivers would end. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, while partly cloudy conditions are likely in Madhya province and other remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. Mainly fair weather is expected in the rest of the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumini province and in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces. Hot day conditions are likely in the Tarai regions of Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumini and Sudarpasim provinces, as well as in some other areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung holds talks with MPs from Madhya province on border security and customs reform. Supreme Court upholds Nepali Congress Special General Convention, validates Gagan Kumar Thapa's leadership, two-day weekly holiday implemented in government hospitals, inpatient and emergency services to continue 24 hours as usual, and Iranian Parliament Speaker warns Strait of Hormuz will close if U.S. blockade continues. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.